The present study aims to investigate the role of deterrence through punishment and the implementation of retributive criminal justice in recidivism, with particular emphasis on the role of restorative justice in the repetition of criminal behavior. It further examines the improper implementation of rehabilitative and reformative punishments and their effect on recidivism, and offers legislative strategies for reducing and preventing crime in society. The research method employed in this study is library-based in terms of data collection and is categorized under note-taking as the collection technique. Moreover, this study is considered both comparative and deductive in nature. The findings of this research indicate that retributive criminal justice is crime-centered, and that the offender must face a punitive reaction equivalent to the moral harm they have caused. In contrast, in restorative justice, the legislator seeks to improve the treatment of the offender and aims to reduce the likelihood of recidivism through proper rehabilitation and supportive measures. Nonetheless, it is undeniable that neither approach can be deemed entirely correct or entirely flawed. Each approach yields different results depending on varying cultural, social, political, economic, and behavioral conditions. Therefore, the impact of these approaches on recidivism is contingent upon multiple factors.